We are on Daf Samechei Amud Beis by the last Mishnah on the Omid. Look the Mishnah Peischim Lo'odom B'Ksubes Ishtoi. One can make a Pesach that if he would have known that through his nether he'd be mechuyev to pay the Ksube, so he never would have made the nether. He didn't realize what he's getting into. It was a maise that a person was mother hano me ishtoi. Ishtoi can have hano from him. And the ksuba was 400 dinrim. Ubo lifnei Rabbi Kiva. V'chai v'elitin lo ksuba. She can't have enough. So Rabbi Kiva told him that he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. Omar loy. So this person told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, you have to be a little considerate. Ches meya is dinrin hiniach habe. My father left over 800 dinrim. That was the Yerusha. Not alochi dalad meyes. My brother took 400. Vani dalad meyes. Loidayo shetitel himo saim vani mo saim. So let her take 200. Now, and I'll be left over with 200. So memele, why should you say I should give her 400 dinrim? Before we go further, I'd like to mention Ha'ore. I saw on Taisus Chadoshim and Mishnayis, he has a very choshev Ha'ore. What was the cheshbon of this person? And the Mishnah recorded his cheshbon. We'll give her 200 for the ksuba. The ksuba was 400. What kind of cheshbon is this? So he says, a gewaldik einfall. That it's speaking about that really she made the nether, that she won't have anor from him. And he was mekayim the nether. And that what it says, v'noda, that means because he said, m'ksubis, there's also such a lotion, who in yechetzpa ben shinel, that means he was goyma the nether, because as her nether alone, he could have been made for the nether. He made the nether for a nether. So he timed it, look, she made the nether, and I was mekayim the nether. So I'll kapon him, I should only give her half a ksuba, because she's also, well, both of us are at fault. And Rabbi Kiva told him, no, I mean, you're completely at fault. She made the nether, the nether is nothing, you could have been made for the nether. And Lamai said, you were mekayim the nether, so it's called, you're the culprit, you're the sole cause of the Issa Hano, and Memele, you have to give her a ksube of Dalad Meis. A very nice pshat, but I have one ha'ore. The Gemara says, Vaita daf samachtesim adalat, boi rove ye sheila behekim oyen sheila behekim. Is there a din shayla behekim? It means we know there's a din shayla by nedorim. Is there a din shayla by hakome? Since he was making the nether, so it's also like he made a nether. So there's a din shayla behekim, or ain't shayla behekim? Rove has a boy, and the Gemara is poishet toshma doma Rav Yochanan nisholem al hekim. There's a din shayla al hekim. So l'chayr, according to the Taisus Chadosh, mitzvah ha'pele. Rabbi Kiva, we didn't finish the Mishnah, but Rabbi Kiva, the end of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Kiva said if he would know he has to give the whole ksuba, would he ever have made the nether? And that was the Pesach, so he was shayl. Now according to the Taisus Chadosh, what was he shaylan? He was shaylan the hekim. So it's a pele. Rove, Klaus, a shayla, the Gemara's poishet from Rabbi Yochanan, I'm with Toysvus Chadoshim, it's an off in the Mishnah. The way the Toysvus Chadoshim learns Pshat La Mishnah, it's an off in the Mishnah that Yeshayla Behekim. The lawyer of Amalei Rabbi Kiva told them, Afilu ata moicher si'ei roishcho, sa roishcho, Afilu, you have to sell your hair ata noisen loksubo. So you won't be able to get away with a penny less. Amalei ilo yisi yedei shekein lo yisi noida. If I would have known that it involves so much, will be such an expensive price I'll have to pay. Never would have made the nether. V'itiro Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was matter the nether. But the Ran, Paischim la'odon b'ksubis ishtay. Sha'imrim lo'y, ilu ha'yisa yadeya, she'alecha lefroya ksubosa. If you would have realized, left to pay the ksube, klumna darto, yomalav matir ha'naisa. Fragt die Gemorre, metalteli mi mishtabdi leksube. It seems that the Shiloh was on the 400 dinre. He said over, chesme is dinrin heniechabe, so his father left over 800 dinre. And he got four. The Shailis, he didn't want to give away the whole four, but Al Kaponim would seem that Metaltlim Ameshubid Lepiroin Subosa. In fact, the Gemara, is it that way? Omer Abaye, no. That way says his father left over 800 Tindrim. Kalke Shove Chesmeyis Dinner. No, it doesn't mean, it means left over a value of 800 Dinner. But it was Kalke. The Ksuba is Nigvis Mina Kalke. In fact, the Gemara Voktoni Sa'aroishoi. Rabbi Kiva told him that if you'll have to sell your hair, you'll also have to pay up the Ksuba. Even if it involves selling your hair. Was Sa'aroishoi Metaltaliyu. So this is not Metaltal. If he'll sell his hair, so it's Metaltalim. So you see, and Rabbi Kiva told them, you have to sell your hair in order to pay up the ksuba. So we see weiter that a ksuba is nigvis mina metaltlim. Ochikoma afilo ato moicher saroishcha vioicha. No, he told him like this. You have to pay up the ksuba. You have 400 dinrim. You've kalka that's worth 400 dinrim, you have to pay up the ksube with the 400, the kalka which is worth 400 dinrim. That's you have to pay up. Aye, so you're giving away your last penny, so how will you be able to continue existing? So I feel you'll have to sell your hair in order to continue to exist, to purchase mezainis. You'll do that, but you have to pay up the ksube. So maybe these 400 dinrim, which is karka that you yashin from your father, this will have to be used to pay up the ksuba. Frag the Gemara, shamet mino ein mesatr lebalchoi. So it comes out of Merdeke Chiddush there. It comes out that he's telling him that you have to give away your last penny, and we don't leave over anything for you. That a balchoy, you take everything away, and you're not mesadar al kaponim a minimum amount of food and other inyonim, they should be able to continue existing. Omar Rav Nachman b'Rav Yitzchok loymar she'ein mekarin shtar ksuba. So let us see the Ran, what the answer was. Shamet mino metaltali mishtabdi leksube pluti deramei verabono. Voktoni, so he said, no, it doesn't mean 400 dinrim, it means karka that is worth 400 dinrim. Voktoni sa'aroishcha v'sa'aroish metaltali havi. V'om alei Rabbi Kiva de mechaiv lezvuni lefroya ksubosa. Hachi kamalei, afilu ata moicher, saroishcha, vo'oichel, afilu, you'll have to sell your hair on your head to eat. He terefes kol akakois, afilu yisholach odovel shistach limker sarish cholech. So the Gemara says, if that's pshan Rabbi Kiva, shamat mino ein mesadron lebal choyf, plukti beperik ha-mekabal, ikaman diyoma de manichan loy, mito, umafet, kliyum nosoy, and then Rabbi Kiva says, and give you an ashas, it's a grace where it says, besandan, umosin shloy shem yoyin, kabonim food for 30 days, uksushne mosa chaydish, and clothing for 12 months, the Gomar, Micha, Micha, Me'elchim. We learn out in Moch, Me'elkecho, and it says in another place, Moch, so we learn out to just like over there by Elchim, where Mesadre, that he should have bare necessities. So Abal Chayv also, where Mesadre should have bare necessities. We command the Yom Ha'ein Mesadre. Midisnan Hoche. Now, if the way you're saying Pshat, afilu you'll be forced to sell the hair of your head, you still have to give everything away, and for your mezainis, you'll sell the hair of your head, shmami no, the ain mesadre. So the Gemara answered, loimar shein mekarin shtark sube, kloime, einoch enami de mesadre, no wazich a mesadre, mi hochi kamalei. Afilu ata oise lifnim mishur asadim. Afilu now you do lifnim mishur asadim. Ve'enoch roitze besido. That means, let us say now, you'll give away whatever the kalk is worth, and the kalk, let's say, is now worth $350. So even though halachically you don't even give away 350 dinrim, because there's a din mesadrin, afilu you do lifnim mishur asadim. You'll give all the karkois away. And you say, about, let's look, when I find the mensch, I wasn't believed to give 350 dirham away. I could have given 300 away and saved 50 for my tzachasin. But don't think you are find the mensch, so okay, I did a good thing, so now, even I'll get money later, I won't have to finish paying up the ksuba. The ksuba will never be torn up. If you'll ever get money later, she'll be able to be gaiva from you. Then the heidis nan be'elchin nosan sella by elchin the loche is. If all he had was a sella veheshi, and then he became an oisher. Ein lei olaf klum, and the chiv tashlume elchin, he doesn't have to pay more, because we look what he possessed, pishas the gviye. V'sidur me elchin gamrin lo, in sidur we learn out from elchin, v'sadun lo bal choyv, we learn out from elchin. Animi linyin sidur, v'linyin hesig yad loy, but this second aloche, that if later is hisig yodai, he's not mechuyiv to pay by elchin, this does not apply by balchoyiv. By balchoyiv, you owe money, or by ksuba, you owe money, you have to pay the money. And even though now you don't have the money, so now you can't pay it, but that doesn't mean you're potter to pay. When you'll get the money, you'll be mechuyiv to pay. Midamrinen hoche shamet mino metaltali mishtabdi liksube. Now, the Gemara made a whole geratschke, we see from over here that taltali mishtabdi liksube, shamine miho, the kaimulon, what pshat the Gemara's kashe, the metaltali mishtabdi liksube, because over here, what's the whole problem? Here we're not speaking of Shibut, the month from Yershim, you're saying we're speaking about the month from the Baal. So this is Minei Day. So we see from this, if you hold Metaltilei Mishtabdi Luxuba, Afilu Minei Day, there's also no Schus Gviyat. V'taime. Now what is the reason? So it's very modern. Why isn't there a din tviya minei didei? משום דאין זמן כסובי ידוע. There's no zman when she'll be able to mourn. V'shem olay sigve, and maybe she'll never mourn. Loyla. Och she goive, and when she does mourn, and he goive, ala yedei misa v'geirishin. That means it's not samozoi. It's either he dies, or he gives her a get. So memele, the whole schus gviye is very unsecure. Who says will there ever be a gviya? Who says when the gviya be? Hilkach loisamcha daita el alakalka. So that means the whole din gviya minachosim is a psaza b'chine from nichsi de inish inin arevin loy, that the malve or the isha relied on his nachosim. So, an Isha never relies on the Ksuba. Never relies on Metaltalim. That means the Metaltalim he has now, that means if she knows tomorrow she's getting a Ksuba, no, so something to rely on. Like a Baal Choy, there's a Zman when I can get it, so she can rely on these Metaltalim. But, since an Isha never knows if and when she's going to get a schus gviya in the ksube, so her whole smiches das is only on karkois. Karkois are dover ha'im ed loylam. So memela, she relies on that. She does not rely on metaltum. If we're speaking about a maisa from 10 years, 20 years, who knows what will be with these metaltum? But the metaltum, so she doesn't rely on metaltum. Gavulche, it would seem from the Ran that is a din shibud minei didei. Is a din shibud that napshat is. You have money, I can be goyve. The din to be goyve from your money minei de day is also midine shibud. If I'm not mistaken, there's tafsech mir, I think habuchonin in a note, tafsechon, but if it's a din shibud name de day, there's an afkemine, v'abal choyv kodim, he's a schus gviya kodim. There's no din shibud, so, in 80 days there's no din shibud, so why should a Baal Chayv Kodim have schus ektime? But here we see from the Ran, there's also the only right, you can mun from his nechosim, it seems that's migidrei shibud. And shibud is totally in smichas das. And there's no smichas das on metalpon. That's how it would seem from the Ran. So that ksubes isha is hu rakoichi balchoi. By balchoi, even though metaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi, abel yegoyve minei, afil miglimed al kaspoi, and by ksube, afil miglimed al kaspoi, you're not goyve. Vohochi buchacho shmaite de chabila de bepeikai medikdushin, that if you hold metaltli le mishtabdi le balchoy, it means afilu minei, there's no schus gviya. Ula Rameya that holds metaltli mishtabdi le ksube, sots v'nahapachu, is adifa tve ksube mi balchoy v'dalme, so ksube is better than a poshta balchoy. Nehei de metaltli diyasmi le balchoy le mishtabdi le ksube mishtabdi, it's mamish v'nahapachu. According to Rameya, that metaltli is mishubed, not only minei is it mishubed, Hafilu metaltli the yasmi are also mishubed by an almona will be goivik subosa minifsa yisoy mi metaltli the yasmi. Agavuche the tzeichen zu and ein teisus ksubis pe alof amet beis. Rabbeinu Tam says klonita zayin ksubis. He's chaylik on this ran. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a filo, according to Ramei, it is only a din gviya minei, but from Yisaimim, Yizichin, he never said that ksube is better than balchoy. He just said that ksube is equivalent to balchoy. See, have a machlekes arishainim in the shayla. We're up to the next mishnah. Peschen b'yomim toivim u'b'shabosis. Kemeka Pesach b'yomim toivim u'b'shabosis. What does the Ran say? Suppose the Ran had said before, and that chofeyim at base, it's speaking about he made a neder, shaloi lishtais yain, lelechel boso, a year. Shaimir mloi ila yisi yadeh shosol itztair b'shabbat, so yisi noida. Yom alav, I would never made the net if there's an issa, I didn't think. Matirun aisa, so it will be matter. V'rishayna yoimrem oisun hayomim b'torim. That the days, Shabbos and Yontav is mutter. And now we made a Pesach. But the rest of the year is also. He's only shoyel on the chelik of the nether that is a toys. He would never make the nether to include Shabbos and Yontif. Ad shebor habekive bolimeit shaneder shuta mechloloi shuta mechtose uta kuloi. The Ran says shekol nether shuta mechloloi uta kuloi. Yafina lo bi rishalme midachsiv kechol hayoytze mipi b'yase. Mash medavke b'shekulay kaim. It's kol hayoytze mipi b'en it's yase. If not, it's doesn't have to become anything. Keitzat oma koinim sheninene lukulchem uter echad mehem uter kulam. Keitzad, let's see the Ran. Omer koinim sheninene lekulchem hutarechmim hutrukulom. Lamar b'mishane, lamar b'mayim. That we heard, le'el daf chavov, the loch of netto shuta mikzose, that means he'd have realized his mistake if he would have made a different nusach. I feel he would have said the same nusach, and your whole tofus loshanachin. So, Memele, that's a full of the maimed. We had, he also say, Neder Shuta Mitzose Uta Kula. Now we have another case. Eini Nena Loze Veloze Uta Rishin Uta Kula Uta Achrein Achim Uta Vakula Nasurin. So the Ran says, this is speaking about a case of Tliya. She Nena Loze Veloze Uki Lohosam Kain She Tolon Ze Boze. He was Taylor one with the other, that he asked the Rishon, and then he said the Sheni should be like the Rishon. Shemach Yuta Rishon, Utrukula, Shekula na Yitlui Berishon. Utrachain, Achim Mute, Vekula na Surin. Shrishainim, Einim Tluyim, Boy. Ani Nene Loze Kolben. Then he said, I'm making a Kainam on this one. Uloze kolbon, tzricha pesach l'chol echod ve'echod. That means he made a bezundere, he said, a bezundere koinam by each person. So memele, so it's bezundere nedorim, and memele, so need a bezundere pesach for each person. Shaninenel zekolbon, zekolbon tzrichem peskol echad, chol chad v'chad abineder ba'ape nafshet. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the, we'll go later to that, and by the next Mishnah. Now, L'chayre, this first line is, as I say in Pharisee, the Rishonim were not Goyres, this first line, Huta Achayim. The Gemara starts, Mantane. Mantane, Omarove, Rav Shimoni, Da'oma, Ad Sheyoymar, Shvue, L'chol Echod, Ve'echod. Mantane. The Midik Toni, it says in the Mishnah, L'zekolm, Tzricha Pesach l'chol echad ve'echad, alma de lo'ilam lehave prote, that it's not considered different edorim, elo ki mitka kolm. When is it considered different edorim? When he mentioned by each one kol. Akol chad v'chad. Olaf ochi, but if he did not mention kolm, Loishna oma loze viloze bivov. Oi loze loze beloivov. Klolahabi. That means it's one big neder. And memele, but it's only considered different adorim when he mentioned kainam loze, kainam loze. Uman tana, who is the tana that holds that's the only way it becomes different, nedorim, is by mentioning koinam by each one. Omarov Rab Shimoni, the Omar Beperik Shvus Apikon, Kabahoyu Hei Toivim Oisoi, there were five Mafkidim that were Teveyim, five people gave him Pikdainis, for Omar Loiloch, Loiloch, V'loilam in Echayim Al Kol Echad Ve'Echad. It's called one shvua of five kfiras. Yeah. Atchiyoyma shvua al kolechad vech. Olav hochi, bein bevovin. Bein beloivov, klolahab. It's one big nether, one big shvua. Linyan alohe kamlon kerab shimen. Vesosom lontana hoche kibosei. We have a stam mishneh. Here it says, yinir pesach. At each nether, we said koinam on each nether. We have a stam mishne like Rav Shimon in the door. Beperkish mekadish, nami sosolom kibosi bimasnisim. Piskachli betam rezu, iskachli bazu. That means the Mishnah says as follows. If he says iskachli betam rezu, vizu, vizu, so Memele, so we say it's one Maisa Kedushin with all the Tamras. So if all Tamras together are worth a Shavaputa, she's Mekodesh. He said, Iskachili betamrazu, Iskachili betamrazu. He gave two Tamras, and then it's two Maisa Kedushins. So then she's only Mekodesh if you have a Kaponim, one Tamra that's worth a Shavaputa. So Memela, we have two Stam Mishnayis, which are like Reb Shimon. Ba'af agav de perik apikodin, gabishvu loy loch, ike stome deloy kebosei. There it says that a filler without repeating the word shvu, it's also called separate shvuits. Umali chat stome, mali trei stome. So this whole rayel aloha falls off. You have a Stam Mishnah like this. You have two stomes. You want stomach like this, but I don't know how that I lost the hachro from stomach. For lohochi, given the shock of the tori, amiroi leave the Rav Shimon. He stugi the kedushin. So now lochetz anuchash, but now about stomach. The tefillin kibosa, Ibrahim posku, Rabbi Mechanan lo barambanza. Zok the Gemara weiter. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Before we see the Gemara. Koinem yayin shani toyim, shayayim ra lema'ayim. It's not good for digestion. Omru loybeleha miyushin yofel lema'ayim. Miyushin, old wine, is very good. Huta be miyushin. Bloy be miyushin belvat huta ele b'chol ayayim. It's mutan old wine. Koinem botzel shani toyim. Shabotzel ra lalei. It's not good for the heart. Omrle alay kufri yofol alay huta bekufri le bekufri bobat hoyso huta ala bechol abtzoli maiso hoyo vitir rameya bechol abtzoli. Let us see the run. Koinen yayin shani toim shayin ra lamayim huta beyushan v'loy pesach klal. That means he don't need a pesach because this is because he said sha, so he's toila bedova. Like we had before, Shavi Ora. So here you don't need a Pesach. Bechainami Huta Bekufri, Beloy Pesach. Kimle Neskavim Oilum Yushan Ola Kufri. He says, Shayayim Ralamayim, Shabotzel Ralalei. Fakasakse Bepeg Dal Nedorm, Siat Nishmai. Zokte Gemore, Koinim Yayim Shanitoim, Betapulay Daim Ra. Why is it necessary to mention that it's good for the Ma'ayim? Yushin is good, as long as it's not bad. The whole reason the nether was made, Shayayim Ra. So as long as it's not Ra, so the nether isn't Chal Legabi Yushin. It's not only the Enechanami, for the Heter on nether, you don't need this Nekuda. No, v'oid yofik toni, it's yofik. Koinem botzul shanitem shabotzul teipu leidei nera, marababa v'oid yofik toni. Zogteran, v'teipu leidei nera, lama lamem isham yushin yof lamayim, afu loye yofik. That's superfluous. Kiven d'loy havera, huta bim yushin, shai hutola nidre, the whole reason the nether was made, Shayin ra lamayim, boy yofik toni, chode dein ra, bohochi shori. And the heter is because it's ein ra. Vein zorich loimak, shehu yofik. Zokte mishne weiter, poischen lo odom, bekvoidats moi, if you'd realize how his covet is going to be degraded because of this nether. Ubekvoid bono, and the covet of his children will be degraded. Imre mela iwa yisi yedeya. Shalemocha imre melecha kachi beste shalplaini. Migarish es noshov. It means he made a nether, and because of this nether, he had to give his wife again. So people say that's your derech. You give gitten to your wife. Or b'nei sechi yo imrim b'nei skrushus hain. The daughters of a grusha. Maro be'imon shaleilu izgarish. Why did he decide to give your mother a get? Oh, so mestame motza be'elvis dova. No motza be'elvis dova, so who knows bechlau the yichas of these bones? Va'oma ilo yisi yedeh sheken yisi noida hareze muta. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Koinem sheni noise es plainis keura. I will not marry plainis keura. Varei no. And she's not keura, she's not. Shchoira, varei levona. She's not dark, she's white. Ftzora, she's short, varei arucha, she's tall. Muta bo. Loi mibnei shi keura venasis no, shchoira venasis levona, ktzora venasis arucha. Not because she changed, that's we had Alashaneda toys. That means we had that we learned on Daf Samachemet Beis. Here we don't say he was Taylor Bedova because Taylor Bedova is only something that's aimed to change. So we say it was mentioned because he wanted to say Kozman it's like this, but that's the Rashba's Mahalach. That's only if something is oimit to change, shall we say that is pshat b'diburay. So here it won't help because it's not oimit to change. Elosh another toys speaking about plain is kure. He thought she was a kure and she is not a kure. She's good looking.
And they brought it in to Rabbi Yishmael, to the house of Rabbi Yishmael.
V4, he beautified her. Then he called in the Noida, Amale Bishmo, Bini Mizuna Ta'alto, did you make a nether from this woman? Amale Lav, this is a beautiful woman. Vitira Rabbi Shmuel. Boisi Shah Bocha Rabbi Shmuel, Boma Benois Israel Noisai. Benois Israel, all the manois, El Shahaniyas Menavalto. No, the tzoris and the dachkos, that makes them, they shouldn't look as nice as they truly are. Or shemeis Rabbi Shmuel habinois Yisrael nois iskine, v'oimreis benois Yisrael al Rabbi Shmuel b'cheno. You should cry. V'cheno oima b'shol, b'shol malach also, when David the Melech was masped him, benois Yisrael al shol b'cheno. You should cry. Zoktera, poischen lodem bechvoi datsma, amadres ishtoi, achi garsheno. He has to give her a get, poischen lodem bechvoi datsma, bechvoi bola, lechishinin she yeshaker mitecha bushe. Here, if he says he doesn't care what they'll talk about him, he doesn't care about the children, we can believe him. If she became taka nice later. That's the reisha. Then we bring a maise from Rabbi Shmuel, which is lochay refakel. Frek the Gemara maise lister. The maise is saying kun fakel. She became no suri mechser. Bochik toni. Rabbi Shmuel loyma afilo. Rabbi Shmuel loyma. You said that afkim. Loymim neishi kuri benasis no, because then it won't help. Rabbi Shmuel loymer, afilu kuri benasis no, shcher benasis levonik, tzor benasis aruche, it will also help. And because yotz peisrim benoidot, we'll see, that's how the Ram writes. Maise be'echot, v'shenoda mi'basa achoise, v'chnisu lebeis Rabbi Shmuel v'yifua. Let us see the Ram. Maise lister, ach maybe maise lister dvok, nemikorek toni de kuri benasis no also. Before he said, if she'll become, no, it's also, boso horiktoni maise shitira Rabbi Shmuel. Srimech sabochitoni, afilakur venasis no, the svile de paishim benoilo. Vovinam yuvde, nitake did a pula, and he made it, was machadish that she became a no. Velochi, lekam lekabosia, lekabonon, leshori, elo, benimseis no. Tone. Now the Gemara says over a maisa. There was once a woman, Shein Toisevis Hoysolo. She had a false tooth. Shein Toisevis, Shenof Lashino. One tooth fell out. Let's make it interesting. It was right in the front. And Vaishiva Shein Acheres Bim Kaimo. And she put a different tooth, but she wasn't too well to do. The tooth that she put in was not fitting to her. She didn't look nice with the tooth. V'oso lo Rabbi Shmuel shein shel zov mishaloi. And Rabbi Shmuel, from his own money, he went and invested and made her a shein shel zov, a golden tooth. Kishochav Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel was nifter, so he started off the hesped benois Yisrael al Rabbi Shmuel bechena hamalbishchem. Now let's appreciate what the hesped was. The pasuk says David HaMelech was masped shol benois Yisrael al shol bechena hamalbishchem shoni im adonim hamala adizov al levushchem. That's how Shol used to be Mahane the Bnois Yisrael. So this Maspid said as follows. The Bnois Yisrael, the Bnois Yisrael, on Rabbi Shmuel Bachen. You should cry on the Ptira of Rabbi Shmuel. Hamarbishchem Shoni. So the Marshal says Shoni is a loshen shame. He gives you even teeth, false teeth. Hamala Adizov Alevushchem. A golden tooth he gave. He gave a golden tooth. That was the hesped. Hainu Hashem Azov Sheosolo. Period. Now, fine. The Marsha here asks a beautiful Ha'ore, and the Rabbeiso Shel Rashi and Dav Samachayim Ad Aleph in Mesechta Shabbos. In Mesechta Shabbos it says as follows. And that's a machay, shame to sebes. Yeah. Shame shall zohov. No, it's also shame. Shame shall zohov. A golden tooth. A rebbe mater b'chachomim oisra. If a woman is allowed to go out with a golden tooth on Shabbos. So a rebbe is mater b'chachomim oisra. Omar Rab Zaire, Leishonu Elo Shel Zov, Vachke Zov is a machloikis, if you're allowed to go out. Chomim Oysen, Abu Bishel Kesef, Dibre Hakel Muta. But a silver tooth, you're allowed to go out. A golden tooth is a machloikis. Rashi says as follows. Loishonu the Chachomim Oisrim Elo Shel Zov Shemeshune Bemare Mishar Shinai. Zov is, you have white teeth, you go come out with a golden tooth, so Mamele it's very conspicuous. Vidulme Mevazelo, so she'll walk out with a golden tooth, she'll give a smile, so they'll ridicule her. Vishokla lo biyoda, so it's ridicule, so it's better to walk without the tooth already. And she'll go and carry it. Avol shel kesef. Shedoyma l'shara shinai is more or less, kesef is more or less similar to the color of the normal teeth. Even hakol muta. Loshin raboisai. That is how the raboisov shel Rashi learned. That zov, since it's not doime l'shar shinayim, so it's a, there'll be mevazel, she might go and take it off. V'li nire taime de shel zov mishum dechshive. That zov is very choshiv, osi lachvuye, lakach osi. Not allowed to put in a golden tooth, because if a kelt, she'll show off with it, she'll take it out to show the noshim, she's a golden tooth. Avu shel kesev lechshive v'liyosi lachvuye. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeis of Shel Rashi that why, according to Chum, he can't go out with a golden tooth. So according to the Rabbeis of Shel Rashi, because it's a bizoyin, it's so what was the godless of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shmuel, he made a golden tooth. A cat, he made a silver tooth, not a golden tooth. As they reflect the Masha, a moiradi kekashin. The Einel Yoh wants to say there's a white coat. That's what he wants to say. It wasn't a yellow coat. They're talking about a yellow coat. They were talking about a white coat. That's what the Einel Yoh wants to say for the Masho's Kasha. I just want to say a different terrace. The Shalmin Adon Dachsme wants to say that if a person has white teeth, it's spoiled, but if you have yellow teeth, so it could be gold isn't too bad. Then they'll blend in with the other teeth. But then it's a bit modern, I mean, so this mission in so like Plugabelli, mission in Shabbos. Zot the Gemara weiter. Who the Amalo le Devisu Kainim Shiat Nenisli Achetat Imi Tavshilech le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Shimon? He made a Kainim she can't have any anor from him till she'll take a tafshel that she cooks, and he wants Rabbi Shmuel should eat it, Rabbi Shimon should eat it, and Rabbi Yehuda should eat it. Now, what was pshat? Let's read between the lines. So the Tiferesin explains as follows. She was a horrible cook. And he wanted to give her a get without giving her a ksube. Because such a cook is mamish pchodim. But who's gonna let him give a get without a ksube? So he wants to be careful. I want you to cook a pash. The same supper you made for me tonight, you just give it to Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. And then they will go to them, and then already they'll be able to spear his time. So Memela, but the only way you could do this, it was with a dreidel she wouldn't go on her own accord. So he told the Kozman, you don't cook a tafshel and give it to them. So Memela, you're not allowed to have a no for me. Fine? Have you heard the time? Have you heard the when she comes? And he was telling you, this was Oba Kal Bochema Omar Lasi Sholem Benish Le Ishtai Omra Teire Shmi Shenichta Bekdusha Yimocha Lamayim Amorim Besofik. It's a Sofik. Maybe Shtaka Asaita. Maybe she's not a Saita, but Rabbi Nishlom is masking that the Shem Shemayim should be Nimche in order Misofik Lasi Sholem Benish Lishtoi. Vani, so it's only Ashpola of my cover. This is degrading. Rabbi Yehuda is becoming now a food taster, whatever it is. And talking about Gedolei Ador. So if it's that's the hug of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Ani Alachas Kama Vekama. Rabbi Shimon Loitoy. Rabbi Shimon B'Shemoyfen. He's not going to degrade himself because of this Meshugane. Oma Yamusu Kol Bnei Almone Bal Yozus Shimon Mimkoymoy. Ki Heichi Deloy Lisragli Leminda. So, he said a mouthful, Rab Shimon. Yamusu Kol Bnei Almone Kilel Habal Sheyomus. She should become an Almone. Don't give inches, he's all better than Almone. He should die, and then that should become a mona, and then the children which are bnei almona. That means this person was the gewaldic mezalzel kveda teire. He held as a gewaldic zilzel and kveda teire. This is a gewaldike bezoyin atoyre. He's mezalzel nedorim. That means he's using nedorim as a crowbar to bring zilzel atoyre. And bishvil avoy nedorim bon of meisim. So memele he held that I'm not going to be mashmal myself because of this icefall fakert. Let him pay the price. The Miri says over here, Hanove v'shifle saruach beiz midesheim. There's Hanove and the shifles. Hanove eino mafkas srora min haroilo. You could be an onov, but that does not mean you can't have the srora, the cover that you deserve. Aber shiflis haruach umashpil atzmer b'yesa min haroil. But he says like this, that anove is no stire to srora min haroilo. That means if this kvoida teire, it's no stire, I'm an onov. Aber shiflis haruach umashpil atzmer b'yesa min haroilo. Chalachas mehem mide meule. Shiflis haruach is he's mashpul himself, and each one is amida meula. Agavuche, samurdeke vold from Abishol Salanta. the Gemara relates Mesechtes Tainis that there was a Tainis, there was a Tziras Kshamim, and Rabbi Elezer went to the Yomid, and it was Mespal Bach Smechov Talib Brochis, and Bulei Nene. Rabbi Kiva went, he started saying Gavino Malkeinu, and he's Bald Nene. And Abaskal came out, Loi Mibnei Shezeh Godel Mizeh, El Shezeh Mavir Al Midoisov, Vizeh Eine Mavir Al Midoisov. Sefek Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, he says, Lemroz Vachapela. Loi Shezeh Godel Mizeh, Elo Shezeh, Sefek Ketzah, that's his godless. Good, in Lomdis, they're the same Lomdim, but he is a godless, he's Mavir Al Midoisov, and he's not Mavir Al Midoisov. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Zogt Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, once a ger came to Shammai and he told them, Gairein el regalachas, and he took the Amos Amida and he chased him out, and he came to Hillel, who was Metapel with him. So then the Gemara says, Lo mi Odom, Anderson ke Hillel, by your captain ke Shammai. So he says, what pshat? There was a machlik Shami. What pshat of the Shami was a kabdin and Hillel was an ambison? He says, pshat is, there was a machlik is lahalocha. So machlik is between Shammai and Hillel. Is a godel hader supposed to be mashpil himself, even though it involves bezoyin atayre, or tafsachalten kovod atayre? Cover the Torah is not something you trample on. Those are machloikis lahaloche Shammai and Hillel. Shammai held he's not permitted to let himself get trampled. This is cover the Torah. And Hillel held no. Zukvoido fakert to be mashpul yourself. So machloikis. A Baskel came out, that we Baskel like Hillel. So, after the Baskel, the Mas says, Lo yom yodam anvesek Hillel vay kabdin ki Shammai, because Shammai, I mean, we don't Baskel like Shammai. Oh, but Shammai have a shita and Hillel have a shita. There's a klal, kol amavir al midoiso, mavir noy a kol pshov, mi noisi oven, lemisho iver al pesha. There's a besondere skule, or the Rabbein Shlom is over al pesha lemisha naiseyoda. Rabbi Lezer, he says, was Talmidei Shammai. And Rabbi Kiva was Talmidei Metzilah. That's what he wants to say. So he says, so Rabbi Lezer, he wasn't a maver al midoisav. Why? Not because he had the midas chas v'shalom. He was a godel hader, and he was not a lefishitos, he was not allowed to. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud von Hillel, so he held that, you're allowed to. Zuck the Gemara, loy sheze godel mize, el ze maver amidois, ze ne maver amidois, it was a tabisol salam. Abulamai says, if Kadich one had a sheet, here also, Rabbi Yehuda held, you should be mashpul yourself. Rabbi Shimon held, no, Fakert is not allowed to be mashpul. The Pharisee in Emerson, the Rosh also says this over here. I mean, Vinishvi, Medafashtein, Rabbi Yehuda, but Ayah from the Rabbi Nishloim is the Shmoy Nimcha, this is Ein Lecho, Bezoyin Godel Mizeh. So look at the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Vayose shimim im kaime lezalzel bikvoy teirosoi, leidomi lahashko asoite shekine lo balo l'shem shamayim, al shero bo shoisei veres hadas yehudis." That means, he lemaise of a soite, so he did a mitzvah taker. I mean, he did a l'shem shemayim. So, if he does l'shem shemayim, the Rabbi Nishlom bet Mitkein. But this guy is an Eisvolf. This guy is a Shegitz. He makes such dreidlich and bizoyin atayr and does and everything is hefke by him. So here, Reb Shimon held that it's not permitted to be mashmo yourself because of him. The Meiri brings down, and this Gemara brings down a Yerushalmi, a Makanta Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has over a Maise that once a Yidine, a Meir said at Roshe, Rel Shabbos, he said at Roshe, and this Yidine went to the Roshe, and seems a Meir was Marich. When she came home already, the licht burnt out and it was dark and her husband was fuming. And he said, and she told him, well, where were you? She heard the drosha. So he said that you can't come back to the house, you made a nether till you spit in Rameya's face. No, the kids, it was a bit of a geschäft, but after 3 weeks, so she went with a couple of her friends. They're gonna ask her Meir a shayla. What should she do? It's a bit. Ask him a shayla. Adam Kochel. Yerushalmi says that Meir saw beruach hakodesh that the whole story, and he went over to her and he asked her. He says he has a pain in his eye and is a rafue. If she'll spit 7 times, so she should spit 7 times in his eye, and her find is like she was flabbergasted, and the finding is told, Mamish, this is Mamish Ashgoche Protis, that though he needed, he had a pain in his eye, and then Rameya said that if I can't tell your husband, he said once to spit, and he told him you spit 7 times in my eye, and the Gemara also says this cheshbon of Lasei Shalom Benish Leishtai.